This week marks the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, adopted by the United Nations in 1948. Today was the 35th Annual Human Rights Awards Breakfast in West Tampa. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights includes 30 articles that apply to all people, wherever they live. It includes the rights to life, liberty, security, and free choice of employment. But those rights are under attack in many places around the world, including the United States, said Speaker William Felice, a professor of political science at Eckerd College. Felice said the Universal Declaration was based on three pillars of the global legal system.
Number one, promoting this vision of fundamental human rights. Number two, prohibiting the use of force, aggressive war, and international relations. And number three, promulgating fair economic liberalization. I think those are the three pillars that Roosevelt hoped would make his vision of the four freedoms an actuality for peoples everywhere. Unfortunately, when we examine each of these pillars, over the last 8 years in particular, they have become threatened.
Felice said he has hopes that President-elect Obama would restore some of the fundamentals of international law. But during the Bush administration, abuse of prisoners overseas threatens human rights.
What we have seen is the United States abandon human rights. Everyone here is well aware of the current administration's record on the treatment of prisoners. In President Bush's first term, the objections of Secretary of State Colin Powell were overruled by officials like Alberto Gonzalez, who argued that the Geneva Conventions did not apply to detainees from Al-Qaeda or the Taliban because, quote, a new paradigm renders obsolete Geneva's strict limitations on questioning of enemy prisoners and renders quaint some of its provisions.
The award ceremony was presented by the Tampa-Hillsborough County Human Rights Council. Awards were presented to Tampa school teacher David Sinclair, Hillsborough County Clerk of Court Pat Frank, Hillsborough NAACP Secretary Pat Spencer, and the youngest recipient, Torian Wong, who has bounced back from a childhood full of problems.
Because we hear all the time of how much our young people and our youth are our future, but it's really awesome to know that our youth are our present as well. And if our young people, as well as our adults and everyone, come together to make the same kind of change, to put forth the same kind of effort with the same kind of energy and passion, then that much more gets done because everyone's working together right here and right now.
More than 300 people attended the breakfast. WMNF spoke with some of them to find out why they think human rights are important in the 21st century. Doretha Edgecombe is a Hillsborough County School Board member.
Well, I think it's important because I think Obama has given each of us a responsibility to be our brother's keeper, not just nationally but internationally, and to bridge those things that's going to bring us closer together. And I think he has set the tone for that. And I think his whole approach to caring about each other, caring about our nations, and having pride in ourselves can be a beginning for this country.
Mike Feniger represents Florida on the National Board of the American Civil Liberties Union and is on the National Executive Committee of the ACLU.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is an extremely important document all over the world. As a matter of fact, it's becoming more important here in the United States, and the ACLU is specifically celebrating the Declaration and the anniversary of the Declaration because it's a source of rights not only for people elsewhere in the world, but also for people in the United States. And one of the things that's controversial is when, for example, U.S. courts use a treaty that we've signed, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as a source of rights for people in the United States, rights protected beyond those which are protected in the Constitution. And I think that's an important concept, and it's a developing concept, and I think we'll see more of it in the future.
Pat Spencer is Secretary of the Hillsborough County NAACP, and on her 72nd birthday won one of the Human Rights Awards.
Human rights is something that all of us have to become a part of. We have to internalize it, and we have to display it in our day-to-day living with everybody we come in contact with. And it's not something that you learn, it's something that you just do.
Levader Nelson is a member of the group 100 Black Women.
Without human rights, I mean, everything else is obsolete. I mean, there's absolutely nothing else that's worth talking about if people don't have the equal. Human rights is fine, but it has to be equal human rights.
Linda Salcena is a Tampa City Council member.
We human beings have the capacity to learn. And here we are, 6 years after the adoption of the Declaration of Human Rights, we're finally making progress. I'm so pleased this morning to be at a breakfast with so many people from such a wide variety of professional and social backgrounds, all committed to moving our community ahead. We see the leadership on the national level with President Obama, and I'm pleased to see the local leadership from the county commission to the city council to the folks in Pinellas County, the school board. We are moving ahead to respect all in our community.
You can hear the entire speech by Professor William Felice or read the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by visiting our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.